It was 11:45 p.m. The lights were going out all over Brussels. Almost nothing stays open after midnight here. They even lock up the cemeteries. 11:45 p.m. then, and my stomach was beginning to rumble after 24 hours without its daily intake of French fries, vinegar-soaked lettuce, and butterless butter hums or hams or sandwiches at the Belgian radio, in the Belgian radio canteen. It was then that I had the spark of inspiration, and turning to my love, I said, "The dead are dancing with the dead." Didn't go like that. Turning to my companion, I said, we were both watching the food commercials, incidentally, on Dutch television at the time. Well, I said, "Let's go and have a hamburger at Max," to which she readily acquiesced. And so we prepared ourselves for the kilometre and a half's drive through the... My word, I could do with that. Excellent fellow. You know what I call you, Freddy, our technician Freddy? Civilized. Look at that, my word. And it's nothing, nothing. You can't get anything like this at Max, can you now? Yes, where was I? Telling you about that midnight trip to Max, yes, over a kilometre and a half's drive through the by now almost deserted, listen to it, sparkling. Can you hear it? Yes, what do they call that? Something with a shh. Won't tell you how much I'm getting paid for that commercial. I'll have a sip of that if you don't mind. Thoroughly hoarse. Excuse me. Let's get back, anyhow, to my trip through Brussels at the dead of night. It was about a kilometre and a half's drive through the by now almost deserted streets of the Belgian capital to the Beursplein in the central city area. It was an eerie experience, setting off in the deepest night in a desperate attempt to beat the stroke of midnight, all for the sake of a hamburger and something that goes... Yeah, but... Made it we did, only just, and duly took our place in the fast-emptying restaurant to ingurgitate the savoury two-tiered burgers, the subject, incidentally, of a famous sculpture by Rodin, the Burgers of Calais, I think he called it, at least he did call it that, and if he'd been alive today, he would probably turn the cupids he'd sculpted around the top of the Brussels Bourse, or the Brussels Stock Exchange, into hamburgers. In those days, though, the ham idea hadn't yet come into fashion, so they simply made do with burgers. Well, that was before the Americans got hold of the idea, I suppose. Yes, hamburgers. Anyhow, when we'd polished off our burgers and were brushing the crumbs off our beards, or at least I was brushing the crumbs off mine, this young damsel comes floating by, dressed in a Max shift, shifting by. The uniform of the restaurant, and asks if we're still hungry, at which I replied, "You bet I am." At this point, she produced another half a dozen burgers and says, they're yours for gratis and for nothing. We've got to clear out the oven for tomorrow's clients. Now just imagine the unimaginable, the sudden rush of gastric juices, the steady trickle of saliva under my tongue, the smell of half-burnt onion, liquid cheese and ketchup all rolled together in a heavy, glutinous mess. Heaven doesn't rain hamburgers every day. So let's eat, drink, and get sick on them, which is, as you've guessed, what I did. So now I know, anyhow, the answer. Got a real hunger going? Then make sure you move down to Max at 11:45. Trouble is, I don't know whether I can look another buttered burger drowned in ketchup in the face again, at least not for the meanwhile.